Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one wrestling podcast in all of Kevin Moss's house. I am your host, Parker, joined as always by co-host Jason, Razor Man, King of the Burbs, Frizz Man.
King of the Burbs.
You like to keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah, I love every, I say every line that John Brown did. Mm-hmm. Robo John Brown, excuse me.
Robo John Brown. What was that stuff he used to say about bending wallets? Got so much cash, you can't even bend wallets?
Yeah, Unless that cash goes to pay that Delaware tax.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lightens the wallet.
That's true.
That's a guy who's singing about actual cool down-to-earth stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not like being friend-zoned. Not that bullshit.
This goddamn Donald Glover, man. You saw the gift set that I found on Tumblr, where it's like him... I guess he's like rapping. He's very emotional. And he's just like, are we friends? Are we lovers? Are we fighting? Are we fucking? Are we friends? Are we more? And it's like, dude, like, I don't understand why this, and we've talked about this a little bit on the show. I don't understand why this guy gets a pass. Like, maybe just because he doesn't literally wear a fedora or have a pinky two hooves t-shirt on or something. But it's all he does. I've got his CD. I threw it away recently, but I had his CD. All he does is talk about, I want to get with these girls, but they don't like me. They just want to be friends.
Here's the clincher. I heard that dude on NPR, an NPR broadcast, getting interviewed. Because that's, you know, that's what you do when you're a rapper with a lot of stuff to say.
Mm-hmm.
You go to NPR. You don't just put it in your music or anything. So anyway, he's on like Fresh Morning or... Clean Air or something. And he's talking to this interviewer and saying, like, the interviewer goes, well, you do a lot of these raps about, you know, women. So are you getting pretty involved now? He's like, yeah, I am. You know, like, you're on a TV show. People recognize you. So I do end up, girls want to sleep with a guy like that. So he's talking about, like, actually getting out there and being famous and fucking and all this, and then his songs still, as if it were like a backlog of lyrics he wrote when he was, you know, a bummer. It still represents this friend zone activity that he feels like he's being lumped into, and I can't buy that. I don't know how he can sell that. He's selling it to all of Reddit, but he's selling it.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty. It's unbelievable. It'd be like a 50 Cent ripped ass rich. Swole 50 Cent started talking about, oh, the girls that I like, they don't like me. They think I'm weird. No. I understand. You're on TV every day. I know what you're doing. I see I see what the girls are tweeting.
Or if he had a song now about how much he wished he could do promotion for, like, flavored water. It's like, oh, why can't I get a flavored water promotion? I just want to help people get smarter with water. It's like, you already got that. You don't have to sing about it.
Yeah.
Or like if Morrissey, we're talking about Don Glover, but Morrissey is just being, he's depressed, but he's always depressed. I guess that kind of makes sense. I was going to say, he's not depressed anymore. He's got a house in Los Angeles and a dog.
He's probably still depressed.
Yeah. But probably. That's a hard one to blame somebody for. But yeah, this dude, killing me.
He's the worst. All I ever see of him and all I ever heard on the one time I listened to his stupid CD was just, girls think I'm weird because I like Ninja Turtles. They won't date me. If it was anybody else in the world, there'd be people like making fun of this dude so hard for being like a fedora wearing friendship zone fucking douchebag. But he gets a pass for some reason. I don't get it.
And why are you rapping about things that you like as insane? I like these things. I mean, how can you get to do that, But MF Doom gets unrecognized for seamlessly blending in his, you know, offbeat pop culture, subculture references into his songs. Like, he can bring up, you know, the Fantastic Four and a whole bunch of other Marvel characters, and dude barely gets noticed. And yet you have people like Mos Def, you know, covering his stuff and showing him homage. Like, they go up on stage and wear a mask and shit. All he's got is the Adult Swim crowd. That guy needs, like, all the respect in the world. Anyway.
Yeah, well, maybe MF Doom will get to play a mentally handicapped character on the Dan Harmon TV show, and then people will fall in love with him.
Were they all mentally handicapped characters on Community?
I'm pretty sure Troy was. Yeah, there's this trend going on in TV sitcoms now that maybe I've talked about because it makes me enraged, and I can't even watch TV shows anymore, where, like, you have like a normal show with funny characters, and then by the third season or something, everybody is just completely mentally disabled. It first happened with It's Always Sunny. The character of Charlie was like kind of a slacker loser. He just became completely mentally handicapped. It happened on 30 Rock.
Tracy Morgan.
And Jenna, too. The New Girl. It's happening with at least Nick and probably more of the characters. It's happening on Modern Family with a couple of the characters, with the dad, especially Phil. And probably some other shows that I'm forgetting. I just don't understand this. Like, why that's the... I mean, I guess maybe The Simpsons set that in motion, where, like, the further you go on, like, the crazier and dumber your characters have to get. But, man,
it is... Oh, the Homer thing, yeah. That's the weird thing about Simpsons, is that there's a lot of great lines to come from, like, dumb Homer, as he's called. But that was a huge turning point for the fans of that show. Like, people, I'll see, will post about the first two seasons or first three seasons of Simpsons, and like, wow, this is great. Now we're like in the 52nd season, and, you know, 49 of those seasons have been Homer being a complete buffoon, like singing about wearing a nacho hat or complaining about smarch weather, having to think about how money works. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, even like the episode of Family Guy, I think this might have been actually them mocking it, as Peter Griffin turns out to be retarded, like, and has to go through an episode dealing with that. But that show, I mean, it's just like a pop culture mess anyway.
Yeah. Well, that show was funny for a while, and then it kind of devolved into what it is now, where it's just, you know,
I'm not even sure, really.
Yeah. Where it's just, here's a sock monkey and a lemon grab and a lemur. And a conquistador, and they're hanging out at Disneyland, and, you know, just looking around the room like I just did at all the stuff in their room and saying, like, that's a sketch.
You got a lemon grab in your room?
Yeah, I got a stuffed animal of lemon grab.
Oh, shit, son. You're doing great. Well, I got a side note. I wanted to give a shout out to Badland Girls. Rhea sent me a gift for my birthday, which was last week.
Hey, nice. Yeah, what did you do for your birthday? Because... we did the show. Your birthday was a couple days before the show last week, and I meant to say happy birthday on the show, and I forgot, although I did say it on Twitter.
You did, which is more important than on the show, let's be honest.
It's very important. Everybody on Twitter can see it. If I would have just wished you happy birthday on the show, nobody would know about it.
Okay, well, yeah, thank you much. I did not do a lot on my birthday, because I was... working and busy. And I was kind of tired and allergy ridden last week, and I also turned 30, which was way more terrifying than I thought. So I had to deal with that nervous breakdown, and I'm better. So I went out for drinks on Saturday with some friends, but that day I was still kind of gross from allergies, had to take an allergy pill, which means, as you probably guessed, I completely ignored the warning to dodge any alcoholic drinks after taking said allergy pill. Mm-hmm. So I was gone. Like, not like blacked out, but it would basically go like this. Ask me a question about just anything.
What's going on with that new Lemon Grab TV show?
It's good. And that's how I'd answer questions. And it would seem like, you know, very little time was passing, but then I could see the other person's face. Because I mean, normally, like, I'll turn away to think about it and I'll, you know, look back at their face and be like, oh, it was like this. But I would just stare at them with no expression, mm-hmm. or maybe like take a breath of air, and they would just get really distraught. I'm like, yeah, what happened? So I was zonked out pretty bad.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hey, that's fun. That's living. Clean
that
living.
That was, yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you had fun then on your birthday. Now that you're 30, though, let's talk real for a second.
Shit, yeah.
This is some real talk. Turn down the volume if you don't want to hear some real-ass talk from a couple of 30-year-old men for about maybe about 45 seconds or something. But now that you're 30, do you have, like, just, like, an absurd amount of nose hair?
Well, that's not a new thing. That's been a while. Like, it's been for a couple years. That was the first thing to happen, I think, when I hit 25. It's like, check out all this nose hair you got.
It's your birthday present.
Yeah. Happy 25th birthday. You know how Bowie was singing about who wants to be alive when they're 25? Well, this is why. Mm-hmm. Welcome to hell in your nose.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed, too. It's the worst.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I've noticed. Well, that and, like, receding hairline and dumb shit like that.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. I'm much cooler with that than I am all this nose hair. I would much rather be the baldest man.
But you're not, though. You're the complete opposite. You have the most hair of most men, I think.
That's true. Well, that's just because I have extremely long hair. Like, I am losing a bit of it. I'm trying to look like Shawn Michaels, like how he's got, like, that super long hair, but he's, like, totally bald underneath.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's still okay.
Still very attractive. Got a very hairy chest, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, let's get real here. Hairy chest is where it's at.
So much as you grow into your hairy chest as you get older, you're still going to be looking good, still pulling down quality tang.
Quality poon with this celic chest.
No one's going to be friend-zoning you.
No, no. They don't make fedoras for chests, baby. Just for the hair on your head. So, yeah, it was a... you know, didn't do much on my birthday, but I got to do some fun stuff towards the weekend.
Nice. That's a lot of fun. What did Rhea get you for your birthday, if I may ask?
Well, it was this awesome t-shirt. It's a mashup of, do you remember the, I don't know if you would remember this bear, the bear Rupert? He had a yellow and black checkered pants and a matching scarf, and he had like a red, he had this red long sleeve sweater.
Is he like that that stop motion dickhead who was always like walking around in the rain?
No, you're thinking of Paddington Bear. I know that because he has like a smock on that would make him walk around like a dickhead in the rain. Now this was he was a tall, normal looking bear dude, and he wore shoes and stuff. But it's a art from him walking away, and the back of him has a giant blue and red pill on the back, and he's got his head kind of looking over his shoulder in the same art style that it was. So it's a nod to Akira. If you ever look at the box art for Akira, you see, I forget the character's name now, not Akira, Akira's friend, maybe Tetsuo. He's walking away towards his motorcycle.
Oh, you mean that midget wrestler?
No, that was...
That's Totoro.
Totoro? That's my neighbor Totoro. That's the one. No, what was his name?
I don't know. I've never seen. Oh,
Takaria.
I forget. I love Toro. Him though. I saw him in real life.
Torotoro.
Torio.
Torito.
Torito. Yeah.
Yeah, which sounds like those things that are like the crispy rolled tortillas.
Yeah.
Chiquitos. No, that's not what I'm thinking of. Taquitos.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. But he's Toritos. He should do a plug for those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would make that Delaware cash. Or Delaware tax. I fucked that up.
He's going to have to pay those Delaware taxes once he starts making all that endorsement money.
Yeah. That's it. His wallet's going to get so fatty. He can't bend wallets. Damn it. That took me forever. Anyway.
We need to get him back on the show so we can remember what the hell he says.
Yeah, we're just losing it. But yeah, that was the artwork. So I'm going to wear it proudly. I can't go to a... won't be going to a metal show this week, but I'm going to try to go to one soon. I'll be wearing it because it's a black shirt with obscure art on it. So it should go over well.
Nice. That's what
I'll probably get beat up anyway. Like, no matter what I wear, I'm a pretty geeky looking dude.
That's true. Maybe you should wear an Apocryphon t-shirt.
That's true.
Well, I meant that it's true that you'll probably get beat up at a metal show because everybody always gets beat up. Not that you're a geeky looking dude.
Yeah. I know.
You're looking fresh.
I was afraid to wear my Guar shirt because I thought that'd be tacky. It's like, you got a bloody shirt from a Guar show. This isn't a Guar show, you fucking nerd. That's what I expect everybody to talk like.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe next month. I'm hoping to make one over in Memphis next month. So looking forward to that. But yeah, so shout out to Rhea. Thank you very much for that. Although I said thanks to her earlier. I'm going to say it again.
Well, I also want to thank her for because she's probably going to be there for me in about a month when Captain America comes out, and I need to tell somebody how hard I'm crying. I'm going to have to tell her on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what friendship is about.
It is.
Man, the movie's going to be so sad.
It looks sad already.
Man, I know.
Yeah. I'm actually excited to see Godzilla now. I saw some stuff about it, and... if anybody doesn't want to hear about Godzilla, I guess this is that part of the show where I'm going to gush about it. Somebody saw it at South by Southwest, like a couple clips of it, and it's going to be like a Godzilla, like a kaiju presentation film where, you know, people find out, oh my God, there's this giant monster. What the hell are we going to do with ourselves? It's going to be that for like the first third or half of the film. Then some other fucking creepy monster shows up. So they have to deal with the fact that Godzilla is the only one who can help them. So I think it's going to be this neat, you know, relationship story about giant monsters in our lives. How do we deal? It's like a Maury Povich setup. But yeah, like I've never seen that with other movies, like the Gameroth films or Godzilla ones. Usually like one movie's devoted to it where they're like, oh, what the fuck are we going to do about this giant monster? We have to make it run into power lines or crash into a dam or something, usually power lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the second movie comes out. It's like, oh, we're going to about this giant fucking moth. What are we going to do about this? And then Godzilla comes up. He's like, hold it, bros. I got you. I was a bit harsh the first time, but I think we're cool now. You know, then the kids get excited about it and everything. But this one looks crazy. It's going to have, like, Godzilla, and they freak out. And then a Cloverfield monster shows up and they freak out again.
Nice.
Because they got rid of Godzilla. Then Godzilla's like, no, I heard what you said earlier, but fuck it. I'm gonna help you out with this Cloverfield beast because who wants this thing running around screaming?
That sounds pretty
embedding babies inside your people.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be, putting babies inside of your the girl from Party Down.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm excited for that movie. I think I would be, but Pacific Rim sort of like sucked all the kaiju excitement out of my life, I think.
That's understandable. They're pretty close together.
Yeah. I don't know. That movie was pretty dour. But I don't know. I'll see it. I think we might be doing it on Junk Food Dinner the week it comes out. Maybe. I think we decided.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for JFD.
Hey.
But
yeah, that... First and foremost on your list is Captain America, and that's understandable.
Mm-hmm. That's my number one movie of the year. I'm calling it right now.
Right on.
Unless it sucks somewhat bad, like Iron Man 3 and Thor 2, then it will not be my number one movie of the year.
I doubt that'll happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'd be surprised if it sucks. You know, even for a Marvel film.
Yeah. And those Iron Man 3 and Thor 2, they suck for Marvel films. They don't suck for normal films. I should be clear on that. I still enjoy them, I suppose.
Yeah. And are you still going to are you going to try to hit up Disneyland for their promotion of it? I didn't even realize that they would be doing that until we talked about this on the show a while ago.
I'm going to try. I think all the Captain America stuff's going to be there like all the time now. Like they've got like his shield and like a dude dressed like him and like a bunch of his costumes and stuff. But I think they're doing like a real big thing right before the movie comes out. So I'm going to try to go to that. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I won't because, like, you know, I'll like end up on YouTube. Like, check out this 30-year-old dude sobbing and holding an actor dressed as Captain America and thanking him.
Come on. There's going to be like 900 videos like that, though. You got a pretty good company among you.
Maybe. I think a lot of people would be like crying and thanking Thor and Iron Man. I don't think Captain America gets a lot of love out there. I don't know.
No, I follow you and Rhea's Tumblrs almost exclusively. So you're the two people I know who talk about Captain America the most. That's where all my, like, that's where my knowledge base comes from for Captain America fan bases. So I imagine that's how everyone is, but maybe it's just the both of you.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe I just don't see, like, enough. Like, I don't see people who love Captain America as much as I do, so I consider that them talking shit about Captain America. Like, if they're just like, oh, Captain America's okay. I'm like, man, why you hate Captain America? What's your fucking problem?
But, yeah. I was trying to think of what they would do special for Captain America at that thing, the Disneyland promotion.
They bring in some German tourists. They're like, hey, is anybody German here? And then they bring them up on stage, and then, like, the guy dressed as Captain America just punches them real hard in the chest.
And they take a photo of it for everybody to take home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was hoping that there'd be, like, some sort of, instead of, like a ball, like a baseball throwing game, where it's, like, what was it called? Beam the Freak or Beam the Pinhead or something, where it'd be, like, those guys you had to throw baseballs at to earn a prize. Instead of that, they should have had like Nazis and a bunch of Frisbee discs that look like the Captain America shield.
That would be sweet.
That'd be awesome. It's like some carnival game.
I would play that all day, and I would promise to not attach razor blades to that Frisbee.
That would be a lie, though, because come on.
That would be the first thing I would do.
You have to make it dangerous.
That's true. So. And you have to really hurt the Nazis, even if they are just floating doll heads.
Yeah. And it's not just because they're Nazis, because you don't like bullies.
Dude, I hate bullies. So does Captain America.
Yeah, that's one establishing feature between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of bullies, do you want to read some emails from these bullies?
Yeah, absolutely. I do. First one's up from Dave S. This is an audio podcast. It's a great place to look at pictures. Hi, this is Dave from Iowa. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
I saw this Dean Martin's pool party slot machine at the casino and thought of you guys. We all know the real pool party is this podcast. So nice fucking try, Dean. Yeah, Dean Martin, you're dead. You're dead to all of us now.
Mm-hmm.
Dead for real. And he attached some pictures of it. And they're pretty, it's pretty swank looking casino, but it's not as swank as we are. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it where he's holding like a martini glass or something? Or he's just kind of lounging?
I did, and I've never seen that. As much as I like to hang out and play the slots in Vegas, I've never seen that one, but I would play that one all day.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
He goes on to say, anyways, I ran out of money fast at the casino and thought of a cool invention while I was bored. It's a clamp-type fixture to hold your dick straight in tanning booths for a nice, even tan. this way you don't have to keep a boner the whole damn time. So I've never been in a tanning booth, but... Have you? Would you have kept an erection the entire time? And how would you do it?
I've never been tanning. When I was in high school, my mom really wanted me to go tanning for some reason.
That's hilarious.
She thought I was way too pale. Yeah, I mean, you could just go in there and like just think about boobs and butts and just get an erection. But I mean, I don't know, man. I would hate to like I think that people try to avoid getting tan on their penis, right? Like you don't want your penis to like. Look like George Hamilton's face when you're 60. You gotta hide it.
Not Dave here.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta maybe roast that wiener, I guess.
Maybe Dave's got that real, he's got that real bronze dick.
You're now tuned into the Pod Awful Channel. Pod Awful.
Bi-quarterly women's social club.
Dazed and convicted.
Pool party radio.
The devil's advocate.
The projection booth.
Awful flicks.
Awful. Net.
Yep. I appreciate that. I don't know. I've never seen tan penis. I'll check it out. I'll look on the internet. I'm sure I can find a bunch.
I imagine it would be incredibly difficult. Like, you know, the old cliched joke about like everything about baseball and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When making sweet love and trying not to climax too soon, then what would the, this just seems really difficult. Like, would you still think of baseball or would you think of something else? I guess if baseball really turns you on, like dudes running around and stuff, that might work.
Yeah. I would like think about Ricky Henderson's stats, like how many bases he has stole.
Like, yeah. Or how racist Ty Cobb was. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that would give some people an erection, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe how much Pete Rose screwed up his teammates in betting against his own team.
That's true.
How much money did he make? So good.
How much Skyline is he eating right now? Mm.
Dave goes on to say, I don't go tanning as I am a ghostly white freckled dude. Hey, he sounds like me. But maybe this could be a big moneymaker. Also, we'll need to be beta tested to see if it leaves any weird tan lines. Any volunteers? How about it, Radio Land? Podcast Land? This device could even be used as a pool party. At a pool party. So maybe a pool party radio signature model? Let's Shark Tank it. Thanks. So when I picture this item, I'm thinking of a binder clip. Like those little black binders, except it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Like the entire thing is clear. So that might help avoid some tan lines, I guess.
Or like a little string that like, you know, like it comes down from the top and then you tie it around your glands penis. And then it just, you know, it works sort of like a noose, I guess, to like hold up the glands penis and the rest of the penis.
Yeah. The pool party hangsman. Mm-hmm. That can be it.
Yeah. I think this would be good. I don't think I would use this. I would like to maybe get my balls really tan. And then just leave my penis ghostly white. See how that works out.
Sydney Poitier presents Ghost Penis.
Yeah, the story of the penis that moves through walls and floors and stuff.
But can somehow lift a trunk for a show and tell.
Man, that movie.
I've got to think of my testicles.
I'm curious about your testicles.
I'm a ghost. Ghost dick. That's what it was. That's the joke. Next email. With a voice that's both sides choice. ... This is from Cactus Jack.
Sweetman. Matthew.
Matt Sweetman. Hi, Jason and Parker. I hope you guys are having a lovely week. Thank you. I am, I guess. I'm very tired. This past weekend, I went to Atlanta to a place called Little Percentage Points, and percentage is with a percentage sign. It is the more bohemian era, I guess. They have a lot of gutter punks and street musicians and other sorts of odd folks. Like this weekend, a Girl Scout troop was set up selling cookies not too far from where a group of what I would assume were cult members were preaching against the white devil. I did find a copy of The Dead Boys, Young, Loud, and Snotty. That's awesome. At the bigger record store. So it was okay, I guess. Anyway, I hope you two are well. I love you guys. Parentheses here. Also, if you wouldn't mind, could you guys talk a little about what you guys were like in high school? Yeah, we can do that. Thanks for the emails. First to Dave and also to Matthew here. Atlanta sounds wild. I've never heard of Little Percentage Points and people talking about White Devil. It sounds crazy. Reminds me of college. There would always be like that free speech corner on the quad because these guys got fucking out of hand, like hanging out outside of doors and shit and like yelling at people. Not so much about race, but like talking about how people are going to meet the devil and go to hell. I don't know. That devil could be white. From what I understand, a lot of people seem to think that anyway. So
yeah, the devil's most definitely white.
Right?
He loves mayonnaise. Probably looks like
Patrick Bateman or something.
Probably looks like Jason Bateman.
Oh. Probably looks like Jason Voorhees.
Man, I would so like become a devil worshiper if the devil looked like Jason Voorhees.
He has multiple faces, and one of those faces has a hockey mask on it.
That sounds sweet. What were you like, Mr. Frisbee? I imagine that in high school,
yes,
you were probably doing your thing, maybe wearing suspenders, maybe wearing a shirt. Am I right? Am I heating up?
So warm. It's like you were there. So I had my shirt.
Trousers.
Ooh, good stuff.
Maybe a shirt that says like the specials or the Scottalites. And then maybe you're a few years younger than me. But maybe whenever somebody, this is sort of how my experience went to a certain degree, but you're much more into ska than me. So I imagine that maybe somebody would go, one of your friends would go, hey, I really like ska. Sublime is great. 311 is really great. And then you would go, ugh. And then you would walk away.
So amazingly, we did not go to high school together, Parker and I, but he to a T described what I was like in high school. I know we've talked about the suspenders thing before and the ska shirt, but
have we? I don't remember talking about the suspenders.
This is even better then, because maybe we haven't. I thought we did. I did wear suspenders and like a belt. I drew my clothing inspiration from Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Nice,
because I was a lot like him. He's probably who I was most like, except I wasn't as enigmatic. And I don't think I tried to kill myself in a pool, because that's not the way to have a pool party.
That's true.
It messes everything up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. I was in a ska. I somehow did not see a ska band the entire time I was in the ska. I just bought a bunch of like old Moon Ska records out of New York. The Specials were there. The Toasters, Hepcat. Some stuff out of Los Angeles, like Long Beach area. Hepcat was really good. And I had my favorite ska shirt was the NBA red and white, red, white, and blue logo, except it was the running man, the two-tone Tony guy.
Nice.
Skanking. Instead of NBA, said ska, obviously. It had a checkerboard, small outline. It was cute. It was a really good design. And yeah, I thought Sublime was for noobs. I was also still really pale back then. Always been pale. I liked video games. I also started getting into movies in high school. I really didn't pay attention to movies before then. I didn't even get excited about movies most of the time. But like around eighth grade or seventh grade, I started getting into films, found some neat stuff with horror. And then like by the time I hit high school, I just kind of exploded and tried to watch everything. So that was my main stuff. I also did after school stuff. I was a total nerd.
Were you in the band, marching band?
I talked about the academic challenge thing on here, right?
I think so. I think we haven't talked about it in great detail, but we've talked about it a little.
Yeah.
Where you did like, the Saved by the Bell thing, where like you answer questions on a team.
Yeah, and, you know, let's be honest. If I was wearing suspenders and a ska shirt, I probably would have been one of the nerds that Principal Belding would have had to have dealt with later in an emergency. I had kind of that look, but I didn't have their mannerisms. I was actually I felt too cool for school, and I know I wasn't. There was, like, a very few amount of teachers I could get along with, and those were the ones I got along really well with. Like, they were the ones approaching me to do stuff after school and like get involved with, you know, the nerdy shit like academic challenge, like science club and some other shit. We did the science Olympiad. Went to the science. I was our inaugural science Olympiad team. Oh God,
that's pretty good. Nerd.
Yeah, nerdlinger.
I think I was
the teachers I didn't get along with. Ooh, I hated. We would, you know, clash swords. It sucked. And people thought I was into narcotics. Like people my age. Those I didn't talk to thought I was doing like hard drugs. Because that's how I looked. I would get no sleep. So I came in puffy-eyed and disheveled. And I always looked pissed. Probably because I looked like, they thought I was a junkie. Mm. Yeah.
You were pissed because everybody was so into 311.
Yeah, that was the real reason. I was so upset that people would only talk to me about Real Big Fish. Did you hear that song, Beer? Yes. About 5 years ago. Duh. Anyway, you went to Wayne High School. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that you were... Oh, did you want me to say that?
Oh, no.
Doesn't matter.
That's fine. I'm not...
So I imagine that you were probably pregnant by 17.
Mm-hmm.
And hooked on drugs. Because that's all I ever heard about Wayne High School.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Were you either of those things or both of those things?
I didn't do a lot of normal drugs until way after high school. Like, I didn't drink until I was like 22 or something.
Yeah, and neither did I. I guess that's also something to point out. Like, I didn't do any drugs in high school, didn't drink or anything.
Oh, I did some drugs. I didn't do the weeds like the kids were into, but I ate acid like every day or something.
In high school?
Yeah. And it was delightful. I would take acid and then just go to school. It was like the most backwards thing. And then somebody would be like, hey, do you want to have a beer? And I'd be like, oh, no, man, I'm not into that kind of stuff. What are you talking about? I got a future to look forward to.
Could you guess how much acid you've taken? Because I'm trying to like figure out like if it's just a couple days. But I'm getting the impression that this was like a Timothy Leary thing where you were doing it like every day.
Yeah, like there were like weeks where I did it every day for like a week or something, like a few times. I mean, I've probably done it, I don't know, maybe like 40 or 50 times in my day, maybe. Oh, okay. Maybe. That's pushing it a little, somewhere around there.
Is that expensive, like 40, 50 times?
Man, it is nowadays. But back then,
you just like, yeah.
Back in the olden.
In a Cracker Jack box, like, oh, look, a tab of acid.
Yeah, basically, back in the olden days, it was like, man, somebody would come up to you at the park, you know, where the bad kids hung out, and they'd be like, hey, man, I got 100 hits of acid here. I'll sell it to you for $12 and a Foo Fighters CD.
Because he saw the Foo Fighters CD in your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that moment of like $12 and a Foo Fighters CD in that zero bar you're holding.
Mm-hmm. And let me get that copy of the Max number 17.
I got that one at home, but I can always use backup. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I guess if you had like drug park or something. Was that the park right across the street from Wayne?
Yeah. That was the park where everything went down. That was the park where my friend Doobie did the Dazed and Confused thing where he just
punched the car.
Yeah.
Because his girlfriend wouldn't kiss him.
Well, that's two different stories. He got real mad at a guy who was picking on him and was like talking about how he wanted to just go up to him and punch him inside of his car. And because there would be nothing he could do about it. But then there's that other time he was hanging out at my house and his girlfriend wouldn't make out with him. So he punched a dent in my refrigerator.
I confuse those two. You're right. Yeah, I've actually heard quite a few stories about you in that park at Wayne, or at least stories that you witnessed and you'd relate those.
One time.
So I feel like I know a bit about your experience.
Yeah, it was a pretty nuts park. One time, our friend Chuck got stabbed in the butt.
Oh, man. Was that butt slasher we were talking about a couple of years ago?
No, it was a different butt slasher. There was, like, a lot of fights because, like, the hippie, like, alternative kids, like, the punks and the, like, mostly, like, the corn kids. You know, the kids who wore Adidas and...
Played bagpipes.
They would all hang out at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the, like, cool kids hung out at the bottom. And, like, that caused, like, a lot of problems because I think the cool kids wanted to hang out at the top of the hill. But, like, somehow, like, in the 70s or something, maybe, like, the top of the hill, like, got claimed by, like, the hippie kids. It's like there was, like, always, like, this rift where, like, they, you know, where, like, halfway down the hill, those kids would fight.
Sounds like a real Game of Thrones scenario.
It was. And then one kid had a dragon. But
you know, I just kept imagining that.
Yeah.
So much acid.
Yeah.
Got a dragon. He just hatched.
Well, he didn't actually have
the Khaleesi.
He didn't actually have the dragon, but he kept telling us about how one day he would bring the dragon. Because that's how that show works, I guess. I don't really watch it. I don't know. Nothing
maybe
happens.
Just chasing the dragon. I saw a lot of DARE videos about that.
He was on heroin.
Okay.
But I didn't really hang out at the park too much because being a punk rocker kid, being one of the four punk rock kids with my friend Doobie and Jono and this other kid, we weren't like really accepted by the hippies or the corn kids too hard. So we were like kind of our own crew. What are you going to do?
Listen to Aquabats, I guess.
Yeah,
Pizza Day is really relatable.
We listen to the Aquabats. One time I had a girlfriend and we both skipped school to go to Columbus to see the Aquabats.
It's fucking rad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's really cool.
The Blink-182 was also at that show.
Oh, wild. That's nuts. That would have been like 97?
Yeah, somewhere around there. 97 or 96. It was before the Aquabats and Blink-182 got in their big fight over who wanted Travis Barker more.
Yeah, that would have been the tour.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah, I also did go to concerts, but I never skipped school to go to a concert. So I was kind of lame in that regard. But yeah, Columbus and Cincinnati. When you live in Dayton, Ohio, you have to go to Columbus or Cincinnati to see a show we're seeing, typically.
That's
unless
true.
You just want to see like local shoes.
Yeah, and that seemed like a horrible pain in the ass at the time. Like, oh, I can't believe I got to drive 45 minutes to go see Gwar. But now that I live where I live, and you have to drive, 3 hours to L.A. and then sit through 2 hours of traffic to get to L.A. to see a band. Man, oh, man, those kids in Dayton got it good.
Right? God. Yeah, they have no idea how amazing it is there if you just want to, like, if you want to go someplace to party and then just drive, oh, let's say 45 minutes to relax and have like nothing going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's way better. Same deal here, man. It's like 3 to maybe 12 hours to see a band. Some of them are forgiving though. Like Gwar came here last year and yikes, it was a
nice
place, but it was just takes hours to do anything anywhere else.
Not in Dayton, though. In Dayton, you got all kinds of choices. You have your favorite bands on tour. Well, you can see them in Cincinnati. You can see them in Columbus. You can see them in Cleveland. You can go to Indianapolis if you want. That's about 2 hours away. If you want to go to Louisville, that's about 2.5 hours away. You can see your favorite band 7 times in 1 week on one tank of gas.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Mm-hmm. But everybody complains.
Let's go back to Dayton.
Man, let's move to Dayton, dude.
Yeah.
We could finally get some good food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some greasy eats.
Man.
Every greasy spoon that should have closed 50 years ago, still open. It's fine.
Yeah. Man, they got Waffle Houses there, dude. I miss Waffle House so bad.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You don't even have Huddle House, do you?
I don't know. I've never even heard of that.
It's the offshoot. There's Waffle House and then there's Huddle House. And Huddle House, like Waffle House has signs, you know, it's the yellow with black text and it's on squares and usually like it's kind of like a not three-dimensional, but like the text is a bit raised on the sign,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it lights up at night. Huddle House looks like a text box that you would make in Microsoft Word where it's like a red outline of each letter. And then like the font itself is like just red letters. It's the most disgusting sign I think I've ever seen. And it's not raised. It looks like somebody just printed off, hey, it's a Huddle House, and just made like a, you know, the dot matrix printer was broken, so they just printed out each letter really big. And there you go. But it's basically the same stuff, like crazy omelets, lots of waffles.
Man, that sounds good.
You go in smelling normal, and then you leave smelling like a fucking fryer.
Yeah, that's always the best part of going to Waffle House late at night is you come out smelling like breakfast.
Oh, anytime. Like, I've gone there when I'm the only person there and I come out smelling like shit. It's awful.
Yeah.
And I don't wear cologne, so that makes it all the harder to, you know, meld back into society. You bring the stench with you and it's like a scarlet W around your neck for waffles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, worth it, though. But all right, let's... Real quick, that's what we were like in high school. Anything else that you were like real quick, Mr. Frisbee?
No, just a real prude, real jerk. I'm surprised I had any friends.
Real jerk.
Not a jerk in like that's a jerk alert.
We're never going to find out what kind of jerk you are. But real quick, I do want to get into a news story.
Yeah.
It's a real quick one. It appeals to me and my new sensibilities of being, you know, one of these dudes who's in love with Disneyland. But apparently, at Disney, I think this is Disney World, not Disneyland yet. So I haven't, okay. I haven't made plans as of yet. But you can, starting at $1.8 million, and they go to $7 million, you can buy a house inside of Disney World and live there on the regular.
That is fucking insane.
Dude, I know. I'm so stoked.
That is insane.
Imagine how cool it would be to just wake up and look outside your fucking window, dude, and like just magic is happening and happiness and like fucking joy.
Yeah, I'm not even big of a Disney theme park fan, but holy crap. Yeah, I was not aware of this, and it sounds interesting. I don't know what I would do in Florida generally. Like, that's the only thing. So
you could get some good. You could get some good food, and you could get some good cigars if you're into that.
I wonder how much of the staff would be working there. You can get cigars there for real?
Yeah, in Florida.
Oh, I thought you meant at Disney World.
Oh, I was just talking about Florida in general. That's one of the only things I know about there. I've been there a few times.
Cuban land. Or something.
Yeah, there's this place in Tampa called Ybor City, which is like totally sweet, and like everybody rocks out hard there and like drinks super heavy, and like Guar plays there and Power Man 5000 and stuff. And but it's like this old like Cuban city, like part of town, and there's like always just like super old dudes like sitting out in front of their stores just rolling cigars super slowly, and it looks really cool.
Yeah, I've heard about that place, like that area that you're talking about, like tons of great Cuban food. You can get like a huge bowl full of like really dressed up beans, or you can just get a giant sandwich with like ham and turkey and like every other animal on there.
Man, those Cuban sandwiches, those Cuban pork sandwiches, man, magnifique.
Oh, très bien. These are not Spanish words or words that you'd hear in Cuba.
It's just my understanding that whenever you like food, you should say magnifique.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. So what are you thinking? Are you going to move there, or what's happening?
Well, when they announced this for Disneyland, I'm going to move there. I'm not going to move to Florida, but I would love to live at Disneyland. But though, you know, the median price is about $5 million, and I don't really have that kind of money at the moment. So maybe I'll see if Corey from Ilkon wants to be my roommate.
Right on.
Maybe we'll live there together, you know? I think it would just be so sweet to, like, get up, you know, get dressed for your day. Be like, oh, I got to go to the bank and the grocery store and all this adult stuff. Oh, I might as well ride the Matterhorn real quick. There's no ride. Like, there's no line for the ride. You know?
Yeah.
You get home. Like, you go out and drink with your friends. And then you come home and, like, you go, oh, I might as well get on the bumper cars real quick before bed. Like, how fucking fun would that be? That would be the best.
Yeah, that would be insane. And you could, like, rock yourself to sleep on the teacups. Or get your second wind on the Space Mountain. Yeah.
It'd be great. You could like be chilling at your house, like, oh, what am I gonna watch? Oh, I've already seen all these movies I own on DVD. You know, I've seen Toy Story like 5 times already. Might as well just go live it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go live Toy Story downstairs.
Yeah, that's, you would probably get that pretentious. Like, there'd be more Disney movies come out. People are like, hey, did you ever see that? And you're like, nah. I lived it.
Yeah, I never
saw it. Maybe you need to check my address again.
My address is Disneyland, you motherfucker. Of course I saw Cars 2.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. I got my car painted like Speed McQueen. I saw it.
When it honks, it sounds like Owen Wilson. Deal with it.
So that's what I want to do with my life.
Yeah, that's a pretty awesome life goal. I think that's something that people would joke about premature to this story being released, premature to there being any plans to have real estate, to own on the premises, to be the first one in line, to be that dickhead. Oh, I woke up here, so it's no big deal. Just show up in your robe.
Hell yeah, show up in your robe. Man, that would be the best part. And then you could ride that that scary mansion that like drops you down. Like wearing your robe, and then the robe would fly up, and then it would expose your perfectly tanned penis and balls.
scandalous and sexual.
Yeah, so that's what we're gonna do. But that's the end of the show. We got the timer sound. We gotta go.
Okay.
Because we have to play more wrestling video games.
Yeah.
This week. That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, we have we've got one more email.
Oh.
We can hold up to next week. Do you want to go over it now?
Let's read that email real quick.
You got it. You got it, stud. It's called Pool Party Radio. It's from Matthew. Pool Party. Awesome. You read my review online. Sweet. It's got a lot of vowels in there. You may remember me from this awesome hashtag Frisbee's Right to Choose graphic, which is attached, and fans can see that at poolpartyradio.com. That's if you check out the Frisbee's Right to Choose episode.
Mm-hmm.
This Matthew gentleman made a pretty great graphic that looked like the cover of The Giver with an old man with a giant beard. But instead of looking depressed, he's looking tantalizingly at a Stone Cold Creamery ice cream cone, which is what I was trying to divert the conversation into when choosing toppings. He goes on to say, your show is awesome. Although I know little about wrestling, Skyline, and 90s metal, maybe I should start watching wrestling, go to Skyline, and listen to some metal, Slipknot, so I have some frame of reference. I don't know about that Slipknot, dude.
Yeah.
Got the right idea, but you need to jump straight into, I don't know what.
Mudvayne.
What's good now?
Mudvayne. Much different than Slipknot.
Yeah, yeah. Or Twisted with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
They're metal. But yeah, definitely eat some Skyline, should you ever pass through Southwest Ohio. And yeah, I mean, start wrestling if you want. We're going to keep watching some of the pay-per-views and stuff, but the week-to-week is kind of a grind. And not CM Punk is definitely not coming back. Or that's the way it seems, then it's, you don't have to watch it.
That's true.
Yeah. But once it gets edgy again, man, I was watching some like the old school 97, 98, when it looked a lot like ECW, when it was pretty obvious that, WWF had lost a lot of money and was, going to become edgy and allow curse words and stuff so they could earn back money. That was really cool. Those are actually really good. So watch those. Check out start of Stone Cold's feud with anyone, and it's great. Keep fighting the power. That's in all caps, so that's serious. Mad Maxola, that's in quotes. He said, I made that username in the 90s because Road Warrior rocks.
That's true.
Yeah,
I like that movie, and I love this guy's Frisbee's Right to Choose art.
Yeah, it's great.
It's on our Facebook too, I think, somewhere. I'll repost.
Definitely
it.
Appreciated.
It's so good.
I also want to point out that we had somebody else. Who was it? Oh, Dave, who read the email from earlier. He also reminded us of where that period blood thing came from.
Oh, so yeah.
Thanks for the research.
That's true. Yeah, I apparently talked about period blood on Elcon. I don't even remember that by any means, but what are you going to do? Sometimes you just get locked into a zone, a period blood zone, and you just start telling... telling radio dudes, telling them right to their face about how you feel about drinking period blood.
Yep. You're all about it, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Dave Foley had an entire monologue about it.
He loved it.
He's totally fine with menstruation.
Mm-hmm.
Menstruation, like the monsters. Menstruation.
Monstration.
Monstration. You too can email us at poolpartyradio@gmail.com. You can check out all our old episodes, like Frisbee Joys to Choose, which we actually reposted recently. But you can check out the original one with that cool graphic artwork that we were talking about that Max Madola provided. That's at poolpartyradio.com. You can like us, show us like you mean it, on facebook.com/poolpartyradio. You can find us on Twitter, at poolpartyradio, at Final Parker, at SawFan667. That's myself, because I did the SawFan challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes, or just give us the 5-star ratings. Or just, go fuck yourself. You're not going to do any of that stuff. No, we love you. Keep listening. But also, 5-star ratings helps us out, keeps us going. And reviews are fun to read because we like to read those. Is that it?
Yeah. Also, 40 or 50, maybe now that I'm thinking about it, maybe that's a conservative estimate on how much acid I took.
Okay.
I'm so going to have
like
I'm gonna have
1,000 tabs.
Probably like 1,000. I'm going to have to consult my yearbook and find out for sure.
Because that's what you wrote in your own yearbook. Just like a giant phrase of like, have a great summer, Parker. You took 400 tabs this year.
Yeah. Well, it's not in the hundreds. It's, I don't know, who even knows? But also, I just remembered this is our 150th episode.
Oh, shit. This is?
Yeah. How cool is that?
That's pretty rad.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
That really snuck up on us. Let's see. We talked about my birthday. We talked about, well, that's about it. I can remember. No, we talked about a bunch of fun stuff, but we didn't talk about that. So yeah. That's exciting. Happy 150th anniversary, baby.
Hey, right back at you.
Sweet.
I don't know when our 3-year anniversary is, though. It's somewhere near now. A couple of weeks or something.
It's a little bit before now because I think we started in February. Like late February or right around my birthday.
Maybe.
This might be it. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be weird?
Well, a milestone has happened. Huzzah. Thanks for listening to 150 episodes, you people out there listening.
For those just starting to listen to us, welcome to the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to say that really creepily. You know, thanks for tuning in. And yay.
Huzzah. I would play We Are the Champions, but I don't have it ready. I apologize for that. Also,
all is lost.
Speaking of Milestones Junk Food Dinner, which is a podcast I do about movies with Sean Byron and Kevin Moose. We are having our 4th anniversary in like 2 weeks. So that's a big thing. So listen to that if you don't already. I would suggest, some scientists would suggest. And I guess
that sounds exciting.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. That's about it. That's everything. Is that everything, Mr. Frisbee?
To my knowledge, that was everything and more. So
all the stuff and more. Volume 2, yes. The Ramones album.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is Parker for Jason Frisblades. Frizzman saying thanks for having fun.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Well, rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it, but I know they're wrong. Wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. And all of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic.
Wow, a rainbow. I wonder what it's like inside.
Have you been half asleep? Have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. But I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be.
Mr. Williams! Mr. Williams! Mr. Williams! You're still on stage, Mr. Williams!
Wow. Rainbows really are magical.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Mr. Williams, Mr. Williams, will I ever find the rainbow connection?
Well, sure, guys, I didn't mean just me. Everybody's gonna find the connection.
All of us watching and wishing we'd find it. I've noticed you're watching too. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and you.
And- Super Music Friends show is awesome!
Blah, 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 blah. I'm testing out the levels, testing them out.
Testing, testing, testing out the levels. How do I sound? How do I look?
You're sounding good. Now I'm testing them out. I'm not quite as loud as you. Maybe I'll turn it up.
That might be good, but here's my voice once more, just for reference, if you're trying to find yours.
Now I'm turned up a little more, and now things are looking really good. How am I sounding to you?
Okay, you sound good.
We all sound good now. Maybe I'll turn down the main mix. Turning down the main mix.
Turn it down the main mix.
All right, now I'm talking. Talk at a normal voice to Mr. Frisbee.
Talking back as if I'm in reply, but I'm just saying in some words.
Now we're perfect.
Great.